And welcome, believers. This is Lucha Lowdown. I am your host and El Jefe of this podcast, James Kincaid. This is, of course, your podcast for all things Lucha Underground as we get you ready for Season 3, which premieres on September 7th on El Rey Network, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And with that, we are so excited to bring you an interview with one of the stars of Lucha Underground. You know you've suffered more than just defeat when you fall victim to the lick of death. That is right. The sultry, seductive, and deadly Carly Perez, known in the temple, of course, as Katrina. She joins us now. Carly, welcome to Lucha Lowdown.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for making the time. I got to tell you, when I record and I get set up, I take the mini poster insert that they were giving out at Comic-Con of you from Season 2, and I use it as my mic flag just to set the tone for when I'm talking Lucha Underground. So we're big fans of yours.
I love it.
Yeah, so
thank you so much.
I know you've probably been asked this first question a million times, but you know, I haven't really heard your answer on it yet, and I know you did your time in NXT and everything like that, but how did you make the decision to get into professional wrestling? Were you a fan growing up? Just how did all that come about?
It came to me. So when things come to me in life, I kind of just roll with the punches. I actually went to school for criminology. I was working for the state attorney's office. I was going in a totally different route. I wanted to be in entertainment. I just didn't know how, and I didn't go seeking for it. When the opportunity came with WWE, I was young, you know, 21 years old, and I figured I really had nothing to lose. And I definitely bit a big piece of the cake that I really didn't realize I was jumping into, but I had to stick with it once I started. So,
and that led you to Lucha Underground. We love everything you're doing over there. Your character, Katrina, you're a super badass. We love it. I mean, you're this really awesome, ominous character. How did that come about? Did they just sort of pitch it to you generally? How much input did you have on it?
I'm lucky. The writers, the Josephs and the writing team really, we've developed a good friendship and business relationship, and they're very open for, you know, professionals to come to them with their own ideas to make the characters more authentic and them. And DeJoseph was very open about it. So, you know, it started off with a small literally like a paragraph on a piece of paper to now what you see on TV. So it's evolved. She's evolved tremendously. And, you know, I'm lucky that they give me the input that I do get to have, such as, you know, her look, her hair, the way she talks, the lick of death, all that.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. So, lick of death, that's you?
Yes.
Okay, because that is an awesome spot that, I mean, you know, Lucha Underground fans, I mean, we wait for it. We know it's coming, and it's definitely a highlight of the Katrina character. It's very cool that you came up with that.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted, you know, the whole point is for me as a entertainer and as a wrestling fan and an actress and everything in between is I try to look at things a little differently, you know, on screen or live, or if I'm making you feel something, I'm doing my job. So it doesn't always necessarily have to be big, loud things. It can be something so subtle. And that's where I think entertainers, you know, who think outside the box really, you know, can bring something different to the table, whether they're actors or wrestlers or whatever it is they're doing. Something so small can really make a difference.
You're absolutely right on the money. We spoke with Melissa Santos at Comic-Con, and, you know, we talked to her about how, you know, she, as a ring announcer, which, you know, is usually not one of the stars of the show, but she really is because she brings so much personality, and she is a character in her own right every episode. So, you know, everyone really brings a lot to the table and puts their own spin on it, which we certainly appreciate. We are talking right now with Carly Perez, a.k.a. Katrina, who is one of the stars of Lucha Underground on El Rey Network. And don't forget, believers, Season 3 premieres on September 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. on the Best Coast, my coast, the West Coast. when did you know that you were involved with something special at Lucha Underground?
From day one. I know a lot of people had their doubts, and most people weren't very willing to jump on board as others were. You know, it started very small, and now it seems, luckily, you know, we have amazing talent and a lot more people that can come on board. But, you know, the names itself just speak for itself. If anybody knows about you know, film and television, anything that Robert Rodriguez touches is great. So his edge to anything, I've, you know, always loved his work. And then same thing was with Mark Brunette as well. You have two different types of visionaries, two different types of businessmen that know entertainment very well, that know entertainment outside of wrestling. So kind of to bring in a different avenue and different thought process than just the same wrestling thought process, I felt I was all about it.
Awesome.
So I've been waiting for something like that.
Awesome. Well, we love it. And do you, I mean, not to put you on the spot, do you have a personal highlight so far from your time with Lucha Underground?
Oh, I can't pick. It's all been a pretty incredible ride just to see it grow as much as it has.
Yeah, I figured, you know, it'd probably be too much to choose. I know for me as a viewer, I love it when you and Dario Cueto interact. Like, you know, you got into that shouting match at the end of one of the episodes this past season on season two. And you get to share a lot of, like, the vignette scenes with him. And it seems like from talking with other stars of Lucha Underground that he's a favorite of a lot of the performers there. What's it like working with him? Can you tell me a little bit about Luis Fernandez Gil?
He's great. He's great as a performer. He's great as a person. We have a great chemistry together. I can feel it when we're together. Like our intensity is pretty high.
Yeah.
when we're in the room together. So we feed off each other, which is what you want in those type of scenarios. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, we definitely pick up on that as viewers too. Your chemistry is off the charts with him. Looking forward to more of that. And, you know, jumping to the end of season two, we saw you get all up in Ivelisse's business. And, you know, that's leading me and my co-host to speculate you're going to be taking on a much more active role as an in-ring competitor in season three. Is that going to be the case?
I guess we will see. it's been, I'm excited for everybody to see what happens in season three. I think everybody's going to be pleased, so.
Any sort of tease of what we can expect as far as the tone from either from your character or just in general, season three as a whole, what should we strap in and be ready for?
It gets even more badass than season two. I mean, my character in general, what I like about her and playing her is she changes each season. You know, everything about her changes except for obviously her main mission and attitude, but you'll start to see different layers of Katrina as the seasons go, different looks, different things that come to play. In season three, she definitely takes a little turn there.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't help but notice an Instagram post of yours where it looked like you had, like, blood on your face. And I know you said just, you know, you can't say anything, but to that it's worth the wait. And I certainly take your word for it, but I was very interested. I actually got worried. I was like, oh no, Katrina better not get killed off in season three because I will be pissed. You know, we want to enjoy.
I saw a lot of people got a little freaked out that I was maybe killed off. It's definitely worth the wait.
I do not doubt it in the slightest. And I couldn't help but notice, you know, if my math is right, there's you, there's Mil Muertes, and there's Sinestro de la Muerte. That would make a pretty formidable trio for the trio's title. I know you can't give any spoilers, but that's just where my mind is at right now as far as that goes. But, you know, just saying. And we are talking right now with Carly Perez, a.k.a. Katrina, of Lucha Underground on El Rey Network. And just again, season three premieres on September 7th. But I want to get into, some other things. As you mentioned early in the interview, you are more than just the queen of death at the temple. You're also an actress. You're into a lot of other things. What else do you have going on? Has Lucha Underground sort of helped open some of those doors and help propel your career?
Yeah. Lucha Underground has, and in more than one way, because they're also supportive of it. But other companies are not as supportive as with their talent really doing other things. And what Lucha Underground has done is appreciate the talent that I bring to the table and utilize that, and they don't stop me from really branding or branching off either, because it only helps everybody. It helps me. It helps them. It helps the brand in general. So they just appreciate it. And there's a lot of other things. I'm in Los Angeles now full time. My agent and manager are both out here. So
awesome.
A lot of different types of roles get sent my way. And now because of the clips from Lucha, obviously that badass you know, badass, crazy, seductive type of thing Katrina brings to the table. There's some really cool things that have been brought my way. So I'm really excited about it.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to see what those things might be in the future for you. Getting back to the temple and everyone, I mean, because you guys have so many great talents and it seems like so many great personalities. What's the vibe like backstage? I mean, I'll see like on Snapchat every now and then, like, you know, Marty the Moth and Melissa playing around and everything like that. And, you know, just what is the vibe like? You guys all having fun together? Because it sure seems like it.
Yeah. Everybody's having a great time. You know, we all came from different places, different parts. And some of us, came up together and other, you know, in WWE and whatnot. We haven't seen each other, been with each other for years, and other people I met for the first time, you know, 3 years ago. But everybody's, you know, there's never anything negative with anybody backstage. And it's nice to be in a relaxed atmosphere. And I know anybody that comes back there or anybody that visits always says the same thing. So
that's awesome. Yeah, no, happy to hear it. And like I said, like from everything I've seen, it seems like you guys are having a ball. And I think that really translates to the product. And, you know, we've been loving it. And the last question I'll have for you, I know it's a busy day for you, but I did see you at Comic-Con. And I have to tell you, it was incredible how eager the fans were to see you and everything like that. And, you know, I see on your social media, you have a really pretty special fan interaction. What is that like for you? And what has the fan response been like for you? Just tell us about that.
You know, it's great. It's special to me. And I try to interact with fans even more in depth or differently than other people, because, you know, I want people to know me. You know, I want them to know who I really am and who Carly really is. And then, you know, the transition into a character like Katrina, how I can go back and forth. And I couldn't be more happy and blessed that the fans took me in like that and took in that character and just praised it. And I'm very, 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 very happy. So it just the fans keep me wanting to keep doing more and bringing different things to the table that they may have not seen before, or something that, you know, other females just kind of tuck in under and they kind of stick. You know, I feel like some of the females, and not so much our girls, you know, because we have some great female talent, you know, Eva Lee, Sexy Star, Mariposa, you know, Melissa. We got some girls that are just badasses.
Yeah, and hell yeah.
They're not scared to bring different things to the table. So I love working with those girls, you know. But I really wanted to make something a little edgy, almost to the cusp of borderline, you know, for the fans, and to really see something different from a female. And I'm glad that they've accepted it. So
yeah, definitely. And I mean, I even saw I think it was just the other day, somebody like brought you flowers to a signing and everything like that. I mean, you've won the hearts of so many wrestling fans. How cool is that?
So sweet. I love the fact that so many wrestling fans jumped on board with me without me having to step foot in the ring. So wait until I do that. I mean, that's the blessing, is like to win love in the hearts of our fans are so loyal, especially our Lucha, just our fans in general for Lucha Underground. They're crazy loyal. Like there's lines that start at like early in the morning, and you know, they have their alcohol out there, their chairs out there before it's even like 10 a.m.
That is awesome.
But I was actually very Comic-Con. Yeah, that line was nuts. So I'm so happy that everybody's jumped on board with us and taken it in and taken in my character and allowed me to be me. Really, I haven't seen anybody really trying to change what I am. So that's good.
Yeah, don't change a thing, because you're winning right now. And I know you made a lot of fans very happy, myself included, at Comic-Con, giving people the lick of death and all that. I mean, it was just it was incredible. So, you know, looking forward to so much more from you in season 3. Again, that is September 7th. It premieres on El Rey Network. Carly, thank you so much for taking the time with us here at Lucha Lowdown. And hopefully we'll catch up again soon. All right.
Yes. Take care.